Hey, welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. I am Dan, and the United States is becoming Venezuela. We've got all these fires out here right now, here in Southern California. When it gets hot, the degenerates start fires. And oh, it's a lightning strike. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. No, just horrible. But there are four major fires going on right now, and there'll be more news about that in the future. But right now, it is crazy because people are breaking into zoos, stealing animals, going to lakes, and there's nothing you can really do about it right now. So please like, subscribe. Today we have a sponsor, Private Internet Access. I'll talk about them in a bit. But let's get right into it. Springfield, Ohio, small town, 60,000 people. And I saw a great report. We've never really been on the map at Springfield, Ohio. But now we're on the map because there are 20,000 Haitian migrants that have been added to the city. And the city already had a housing problem. There were not enough houses for sale. There were not enough rental units. And it was just a small, quaint community. Now, this small, quaint community is completely upside down right now because the Haitians are going to the local lake, like you've seen me go to. And people have joked about this with me, and I've had dozens of people in the last 24 hours send me notes. Hey, remember when I made that quip about someday they're going to be eating those geese that you like to feed? Yeah, well, in Springfield, Ohio, people are walking up to the local lake. Kids are playing, they're feeding the geese. People are grabbing the geese, killing the geese and the ducks, and taking them. Enough is enough, guys. It is absolutely insane that this is happening, but it's just like Venezuela was in 2016 and 2017. The country of Venezuela was completely upside down financially. It used to be one of the richest countries in the world, and because of inflation, it was completely destroyed and people starved. People could not earn a living. So what did they do? They went to the local zoos and they took everything from zebras to flamingos to everything. You can read the stories below to see what they ate. But they ate everything, and now we're seeing this again. So nothing is safe, nothing is sacred, nothing is good in this world. But hey, these people, needed a place to live. So we sent them. How do you get people from Haiti to Ohio? Tell me that. Explain that to me. Nobody can explain that. But when you read the story below, it is very sad because people have lost cats. Yes, they ate cats. And it is terrible, completely upside down and awful and completely backwards land. So this is just like it was, in 2016 and 2017, but they're going after the zoo animals and the animals in the parks and everything like that. This has to stop, guys. We have to see this end. The economy is completely upside down and we've added more people to it and we just can't afford it. Can't afford to feed them. This is going to get crazy, guys, because when you go out and you see the amount of people that are hungry right now, think about this. September, Fran Glover from Joseph Dreamhouse taught me this, and that there is a month for hunger awareness. It's September. September is Hunger Awareness Month. People go out and, we need to donate to people that are less fortunate than us. We need to raise money. Donate food. I was at the Orange County Rescue Mission today. We're consolidating houses and moving things into one. And I had a ton of food for storage for a rainy day. And I thought, okay, I can move this to the other house, but I've got a bunch of food here. Why don't I donate it? They were incredibly grateful. And it was a pallet. It was stuff weighed a ton, basically, when we dropped it off. But the point is that what are you going to do when you don't have people with the ability to eat right now? Seriously, what happens? What happens? These people are getting so much money for free. You have veterans that can't eat. You've got people that are elderly that have to go back to work because they cannot earn a living right now. What's going to happen, guys? What's going to happen? So let me know what you think about that so far. It is so difficult to run a it is so difficult to run a business right now. And when I woke up this morning, my brother said, "I got to talk to you. I just saw this story and I can't believe it's real." But they want to pass a law that if you make clothing, drapes, textiles of any kind, you have to recycle your product in your own business. What? Okay, California, wackadoo. In other words, this state wants to tax everybody to oblivion. Oblivion, okay? You go out and you start a business, they want people that make dresses, clothes, shirts, pants, everything. They want them to go out, and if somebody wants to bring it back, they have to recycle it. You have to set up a nonprofit by 2026, and by 2030, you have to be able to take this. That's insane, guys. You understand how nuts this is? It's completely crazy. But again, not innovating. AB 707 would allow this. Read it below, because it's too much, guys. People have enough to worry about right now running a business and trying to be profitable in this ridiculous state, but they want you to recycle everything now. So let me know, guys. Let me know what you think about that, because I think it's nuts. Let's talk about our sponsor, Private Internet Access. Private Internet Access is a VPN. It's a virtual private network. And what it does is it makes it so that any device that you're on and any website that you go to, you're completely encrypted. This has been such a great product. I used it before they became a sponsor on the channel, and it's been the product of the year for the last 2 years, but it is incredibly easy to use. There's no hardware to install. You can have it on your phones, your personal computer, your laptop, your iPad, everything. I want to show you something. See this? All you do, press one button. When it turns green, you're fully protected. You can change your country, you can change your state, you can change anything, but it's completely encrypted so that when you go to any website, no one's going to see your keystrokes. When you log into your bank, the government can't get this. Nobody can. Check this out today. Guys, it's pennies a day to get this. And once again, so many of you have signed up for this. The thing about this that really sticks with me is all of my IT people in my life, the people that are doing the social media company, my, you know, friends that are engineers, all use Private Internet Access because they say it's the best. It's the cheapest. It's been number one rated. But check it out today, guys. They have an 83% discount right now. And again, it's been the best thing I've purchased, you know, prior to them becoming a sponsor, and I use it every day. We never know who's watching us. You don't want your search history out there. You don't want anybody to know what you're doing. What this does is it gives you a tunnel of encryption from your device to any website you go to. Contact them today. Use the link below. Save 83%. But get yourself Private Internet Access. Get it now. It's incredibly inexpensive. They have a great deal. Check it out today. Well, just as expected, Big Lots filed for bankruptcy yesterday. And who's shocked by this? You know, I've had so many people write me about the discount retailers over the last 3 days, just telling me, "Dan, it's not value anymore. It is not a deal." You know, we went to McDonald's the other day to help, you know, pay for food for the people moving us. It's what they wanted. And to get the dog some plain cheeseburgers. It was $40, guys, for McDonald's. It's insane, guys. I got myself an iced tea too in that. Insane. $40. Big Lots is going bankrupt. You know, battery. Company Northvolt out of Miami. They're a Swedish company. They're a huge company that makes EV batteries. Because of the dropping demand, they're, you know, getting rid of everybody in Miami. Hundreds of people will lose their jobs as a result of this. Okay, enough is enough is enough. Next one is Costco. Costco's going to have an app, and this may be pretty cool if it works out. I have a girlfriend that loves to shop online. And what I mean by that is, like, she'll go to Walmart and different stores and do the pickup, do it with Costco too, and doesn't have to go in the stores. Now you're going to be able to search the individual Costcos for for the warehouses, so you won't have to walk in to see if that battery charger you wanted is there. There's going to be an app. You're going to be able to look at the individual clubs, and you're going to be able to see which one has the inventory of the item that you want. The other thing is, I've had two people tell me that Costco raised the price of the hot dog to $1.99. It's not even news. It's ridiculous. But is that true? Because I can't find it anywhere. So let me know. Good old Ford. God, this is sick. Ford is going to have a new application where they're going to listen to the driver driving the car. It's different than the other stuff we've talked about last week, because this is going to make it so that they're going to be able to see what ads they should send you. In other words, you know, I have a headache. Oh, you need Advil. You know what I mean? This is insane that we're living through times like this right now. Avis, the car rental company, they just got hit with a hack where 299,000 people had their data stolen through Avis. Again, get a VPN, guys. Protect yourself. Start it at home. And you can't help these other companies, but my engineer friend, Engineer Mark, he is working with companies that have these problems and have hacks and have these different attacks. And he explains it really well to the layman like me. But it is crazy, guys, because why do these companies let this happen and then deal with it after the fact? I was telling him, you've got to be able to fix these things up front. And that's what he was telling this one company. One of his clients, he was telling them, you need to work on this now because it's only a matter of time until this company is going to have bigger problems. So let me know what you guys think about that right now. Can you guys see the smoke and stuff over there? Look at that. How bad that is. All the fires burning. There's four fires right now. Just horrible. I want to remind you guys that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. And what it is everything that we can't talk about in all the other different platforms. The way you get there is you go to iallegedly.tv and you can check it out. And right now it's half off. It's great. Had a lot of people sign up for it, but I love it because it's everything that we can talk about that we can't talk about here. Okay? Check out iallegedly.tv today. Now, Tesla has something exciting that was released in Germany, and they have a new electric train that will take people from Erken, Germany to their factory, and it can, you know, basically it's a train that can seat as much as 500 people, and it's free to use. Free to use if you work for Tesla, and free to use if you're in that town, you can go back and forth, and it's kind of cool when you think about it, so we'll see how that's going to work out, but it's all electric, so don't know what it costs. It's free right now. Don't know what it costs them to put it in, but you can read the story below. There was a logistics company, DRF Logistics, that just filed for bankruptcy. But here's the staggering thing about this, and you can read the story from the street. You've got over 3,000 logistics companies that have gone out of business in the last 2 years. That's unbelievable, guys. You have 3,000 companies in one industry. It tells you how bad things are. People are not shipping things. People are not moving things. DRF was a logistics company that did e-commerce products, so Amazon type stuff, they're done. So just crazy, guys. Dodge Ram. Dodge Ram has recalled over 1 million of their trucks because of their stabilizing software. It makes it so the car cannot be stabilized and just have a problem with this with all the software for 1 million vehicles. Isn't that crazy? The thing about the recalls that people don't get is the time to go and to bring the car in and have them work on it. There are so many recalls right now that cannot be fixed too. Now this is a software glitch, so hopefully it's just an update and they can deal with that. But the other thing was TGI Fridays. Last week they had a problem with the stores where management was kicked out of the stores, and basically They're probably going to file for bankruptcy soon. And again, have you eaten at a TGI Fridays lately? Last time I was there, deep fried whatever. You know what I mean? It's just gross. The food was not good. I remember that place when I was a kid. I used to take this one girl there that was 20 years old before she was old enough to drink. And we'd walk in there and tell everybody it was her birthday, and they would serve her over and over again. Okay? That's my fondest memory of Fridays. So So let me know what you guys think about that. By the way, it was like 6 or 7 years ago, too. I'm going to finish this video with this last story and a half. And Steve from Montreal sent me something that I know a lot about. And I want to tell you guys how difficult it is. He is an industrial printer. He prints posters and different things for large promotional events. For example, if you have a golf tournament, he does the posters where you list all the sponsors on it. And one thing that he has seen over the course of the last year is that you've seen all these sponsors dropping off that are not promoting events anymore. And that is the case. It is incredibly difficult for people to spend ad money to do different things like golf tournaments and going out, and they're cutting back. So, you know, when I run medical events, we would do things that would spur people to write a check. And it's a lot different now. It's a lot more difficult now to do that than it was back then. And Steve's expertise in printing all this stuff, because you have to make the banners, you have to make the posters, you have to make everything so you can do that. And the other thing is, I made fun of the company that was the name Couche-Tard that was interested in buying 7-Eleven, and he says it's French, and couche means sleep, and tard means late, so sleep late. Okay, which I find this little guy here walking up. Hello, handsome. How are you? So, please don't forget to the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. There's a bunch of investigative stuff I'm working on right now. Kind of like that story that we did yesterday with the all the different stories of people that leased their cars, solar, all this stuff. It's too much, guys. Be smart with your money. Don't do anything stupid. Don't spend it, you know, right now. Save money right now. I mean, it's absolutely shocking what people are doing, and people are borrowing out of desperation. The auto pawn loans that I talked about yesterday, crazy, absolutely crazy that people are doing this. Okay, so you want to get a hold of me, hello@iallegedly.com. Bunch of cool stuff happening, and I will see you guys very soon.